Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member, FDIC. Copyright 2024, JPMorgan, Chase & Co. The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Pushkin. Hey there, Maya here. I've been working on a special collaboration with the podcast Radio Headspace from Headspace Studios. Every day this week, I'll be guest hosting their episodes. We discuss everything from how to pivot gracefully when life gets in the way of our best laid plans, to how to stay motivated when we're trying to reach our long-term goals. It was a chance for me to reflect on what I've learned about change over the course of my life, career, and while making a slight change of plans. I'm going to share the first episode in the sequence with you now. I hope you enjoy it, and you can hear the rest of the week's episodes on Radio Headspace, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. Today, we're going to talk about the impact big changes can have on our self-identity. We'll explore why we're so attached to the labels we give ourselves and that other people give us, and how seeing our identities as more malleable can help us weather the storms that life inevitably sends our way. My grandmother had played the violin in an Indian classical tradition growing up, and when my mom immigrated to this country in the 1970s, she brought my grandmother's violin with her. And I remember one day she went up to the attic and brought the violin down, and she had only meant to show it to me. But I immediately took to the instrument and asked my mom for a pint-sized violin of my own. I immediately was on the fast track to trying to become a concert violinist. When I was 9 years old, I started studying at the Juilliard School of Music in New York, and when I was a teenager, the violinist Itzhak Perlman asked me to be his private violin student. And then one day, my dreams ended in a moment. I had a sudden hand injury, after which doctors told me I could never play the violin again. And what I realized in that moment was that my identity was tethered to the violin, to being a violinist. And so when I lost the ability to play, I really do feel like I lost a considerable part of myself, and I wasn't really sure how to think about who I was or who I could be without it. There's a concept in cognitive science called identity foreclosure, and it refers to the fact that we can lock ourselves into a very specific identity in adolescence, but that actually can persist well into adulthood. And looking back, I absolutely fell prey to identity foreclosure. I was first and foremost a violinist. And I think one thing that helped guide me through that transition was to start to see my identity as more malleable, as something that could change over time. And I think my best friend along the way was having an open mind. being exploratory, talking to other people about what their passions were, just trying to see a world outside of the violin, which had been my world for so long. One lesson that I learned from my own experience, losing something that I loved that I want to share with listeners, is to try and think about the features of the pursuit that you like and to attach your identity to those features rather than the thing itself. So when I reflect on what it is that I loved about playing the violin, I realized that ultimately it was human connection that really got me to light up. I could go on a stage in front of thousands of strangers, and I had the ability to make them feel something they had maybe never felt before. And that was such a powerful feeling, and it's when I realized, okay, it's human connection that really makes me tick. I was able to find that trait in other pursuits, even when I lost the ability to play the violin. I found it as a cognitive scientist and studying the science of what it means to be human and to connect with other people. And I found it with my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, which is all about forging deep human connections with guests that I invite onto my show. So I would urge listeners who are going through an unexpected change or a turbulent time to ask themselves, what is my through line? If I strip all of the activities that I engage with down to their core, what still exists? And try to find that trait in as much of what you do as you can. That's all for today. Next time, I'll talk more about what happened after my career as a violinist ended and how we can forge new paths when life just doesn't turn out the way we hoped it would. Thanks for listening. I'll see you back here soon.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.